Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
We'll talk about all of that. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In a series of tweets this morning, President Trump refers to his executive order on immigration as a travel ban and says the Justice Department should not have submitted a, quote, watered-down, politically correct version to the Supreme Court. Now, Mr. Trump's suggestion that changes to the ban were due to political correctness could hamper his administration's legal argument that the executive order did not target Muslims. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the district will continue to follow the guidelines in the Paris Climate Change Accord despite the president's decision to withdraw the U.S. from it. Bowser will sign an order today reaffirming the city's support for the agreement. It's the last full week of campaigning for Virginia's gubernatorial candidates before primary day a week from tomorrow.
There's no doubt there's more interest this year than there is most years.
University of Mary Washington political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth attributes that to the Trump effect.
Democrats are really frustrated.
With President Trump at a 35% approval rating in Virginia.
People are angry.
Says current Governor Terry McAuliffe.
I mean, we have primaries in seats. We used to have trouble getting a candidate to run.
McAuliffe's Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam's locked in a tight race with former Congressman Tom Perriello. On the GOP side, former RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie's opened a wide lead in most polls. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince William County Police are the latest in our area to buy their officers body cameras.
Starting in the fall, roughly 500 officers will be receiving training for how to use a body-worn camera. Prince William County Police Chief Barry Barnard says it's been a process months in the making.
We did a pilot last fall for several months here in Prince William County, and then we proceeded to do an evaluation following that pilot and determined that it was a positive experience. We wanted to move forward.
He says there will be community meetings to educate the public along with posts on social media. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
London police say they've detained more people following Saturday's London Bridge terror attack. Counterterrorism officers raided two more properties in the London area.
We're not getting much information so far or many details as to how that investigation is moving forward, simply that there's a lot of forensic evidence that's being collected. Of course, one of the things after the Manchester attack was a lot of the leaks actually came from the United States, and the Brits were very angry at that. That's something we're not seeing this time. And so very little information that we're getting. However, they are saying that they're moving forward very quickly and gathering a lot of very valuable evidence.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitkin. In Portland, Oregon, 14 protesters were arrested as pro and anti-Trump demonstrators clashed yesterday.
No Nazis!
Explosives, bats, and chains were among the weapons Portland police seized from some of the thousands attending a rally organized by the conservative Patriot Prayer Group and counter-protesters at City Hall in a nearby park. Tensions have been high in Portland since the fatal stabbing of two men who tried to stop suspect Jeremy Christian from shouting anti-Muslim insults at two teenage girls on a light rail train. I'm Scott Carr.
Opening arguments are scheduled today in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby in a suburb of Philadelphia.
Cosby will be in the courtroom, but he will not testify in his defense. His accuser, Andrea Constand, will take the stand. Constand didn't report the incident until a year later. The prosecution will put a psychologist on the stand who will likely testify that this is not out of the ordinary for victims of sexual assault. Steve Kastenbaum at Montgomery County Court in Pennsylvania.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21206, the Nasdaq at 6306. Sports, the Nationals outlast Oakland. The Orioles fall to the Red Sox. WNBA, the Mystics get a win. And the Warriors take a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me further explain.
Rush. We're
cracking jokes based on what we found in the news today.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Honest, I'm not making this up. Don't laugh. Well, I can't tell you not to laugh. It does sound funny.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are five times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, with a crash, be very careful. There's no help at the scene, and everyone's trying to figure it out. Northbound 395 as you pass the Pentagon toward Boundary Channel. Now, it's in those the main lines, not the express lanes. As you approach Boundary Channel, it looks like the left lane is blocked. Two vehicles stopped there, so everyone's getting over to the left shoulder and out of that left lane, moving to the right. So, again, caution, 395 on the way to the 14th Street Bridge. For 295 northbound on the way to the Naval Research Lab, that's where crews were trying to deal with a crash that was in the center of the roadway. It's a broken down, it turns out to be, on the top side of the Maryland Beltway in the backups that are from 95 to George Avenue. This broken down right as you pass University Boulevard. Not sure which lane it's in, so you have to be very cautious, but it looks like MDOT should be arriving, if not already, at the scene. In the Spencerville area on 198, the crash happened in the westbound direction before you get to 650. New Hampshire Avenue slows each way, though, on 198 Spencerville Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Been a lot of cloud in this morning and mild this afternoon, not as warm as yesterday. 76 and some scattered showers. Maybe a few thunderstorms. Clearing later tonight with an isolated shower thunderstorm early, 66. Maybe a rain shower tomorrow. Otherwise, cloud, sunshine, and near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Arlington, 71 in Greenbelt, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. President Trump is emphatically referring to his executive order on immigration as a travel ban. Find out more and read his tweets at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. This morning, we're looking back on the weekend and seeing a terror attack that had rocked London. And yet another attack by car, using a rented van to plow through, tourists and people just out celebrating the day on London Bridge, and then moving off to a market where a series of stabbings took place, three people in all of this, and all three Muslim assailants killed. And now we'll find out more about them in the days to come. But right now, we're going to talk to Kathy Hinners. She's a terror expert, and she's the founder of Daily Roll Call, and she joins us this morning. Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm looking at a piece here that you've written talking about, it's headlined Muslim Terrorists Inspired or Directed. And a lot of leaders in both of our countries sorting through the details today of what took place over the weekend. And your argument is there's not a lot to sort through. This is just Islam.
Absolutely. And I think until our politicians and basically the masses of Americans that don't want to believe this understand what Islam is, this will continue. And so I think that when we look at the difference between being inspired or directed, I guess my thought is, what difference does it make? But if you understand Islam, everything is directed from what they call lone wolves, which I don't agree there is such a thing. I think everyone has a network that supports them. But they are all directed by the Quran, the Hadith, and certainly their classic book of Sharia law, which is called The Reliance of the Traveler. So until people understand what Islam is, I think this will continue. So people need to delve into it a little bit more.
You know, I hear a lot of other people over the weekend, a lot of other people who are referred to as terror experts on television, talking about the difference between the United States and Europe is that in the U.S., that in many cases, Muslims are better integrated into society, whereas in Europe, there's a lot more sort of disparate multiculturalism that has led to some of these attacks. What do you think when you hear those assessments?
Well, I think we have the same problem here. We just haven't necessarily seen it to this extent. I think that when you look at areas such as Hamtramck or Detroit, Michigan, or Minneapolis, where we have large populations of Muslims from different countries, they are forming enclaves or no-go zones. We have them throughout the country. We just don't identify them yet. But they don't assimilate. They don't wish to assimilate. They have Sharia law. Sharia law is their goal. The global caliphate is their goal. So, you know, they believe in keeping it within the community, and within that you cause resentment, especially among the young people, because they're not pro-American, because they don't have our values, and so it kind of just burns and, kind of irritates their minds, if you will, while they're, not being assimilated. They don't understand our culture. And so we need to address the fact that we have this here in America as well. You know, they talk about these no-go zones. We have them here. And when you look at Muslims that are coming out, pouring out into the streets of cities like New York City, where they recently just closed down streets to pray, these are done for reasons. And this is, part of this whole picture of Islam, that they want it to appear good and pious. But again, we need to look into what Islam actually is, and then we can defeat this, what we call the enemy, because we are at war.
How do we balance, though, our rights, our constitutional rights, with this ideology and this idea that they don't want to assimilate, they don't want to be Americans, and they do want to take over this, take over the unbelievers, the infidels?
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because so many people don't say that. But I think we have to understand that Sharia law in Islam is completely antithetical to our Constitution. Under Sharia law, they don't have the ability to even listen to music, to have the expression, the artistic expression that we have. Women's rights are not anywhere near what they should be. We have female genital mutilation that occurs. I mean, we have all these things that falls under Sharia law, which the United States Constitution does not necessarily agree with. Yes, you have the right to believe in your own religion and certainly practice your own religion. However, what we find is that Islam, being a political system, uses the guise of religion, and this is how they're being able to do what they do in this country. But there is no comparison to the Constitution and to Sharia law, completely antithetical. And so we cannot accept two forms of law in this country. We have to abide by American laws. Muslims do not believe in following any man-made laws. The only laws they agree with or can follow are those created by Allah. So there is a huge gap here, and we need to recognize that very soon.
Law enforcement authorities often talk about the need to get buy-in from moderate Muslims in order to assist in their efforts to try and prevent what they view as extremism. Do you think that's a fool's errand?
Well, I think that the question needs to be asked to Muslims. They consider themselves there is only one prophet, and the first pillar is the Shahada. There is only one God, and the messenger is Muhammad. So we have to ask them, what is the difference between the prophets of a radical Muslim or a moderate Muslim? There is no difference. But we do need to work within the community. There are Muslims that don't necessarily adhere or want to adhere to Sharia law. Those are the ones that we need to find, and those are the ones that will allow us back into the mosque. We need to surveil the mosque. We need to find out who's being radicalized and what mosques are radicalizing them. So law enforcement has a tough job, but as former law enforcement, as retired law enforcement, and a teacher, instructor to law enforcement, I can tell you that they are not allowed to learn about the doctrine of Islam. And so until we do that, motives will be very unclear, and we'll never come out with the direct and quick motive of why this is happening. So law enforcement has their hands full right now.
These no-go areas that you say exist here in the United States, I think is shocking to some people to hear that they exist here. How can we, and why you said we don't identify them, why don't we identify them, and are we addressing this problem at all?
Not really. I think we're on a better path with this administration, but I think until we consider them, and certainly not Muslims overall, but we have to identify the radical part of this. And so until people can actually understand Islam and then look at these enclaves to see what they believe in and why they are not assimilating is very, very important. When you try to go into an enclave, and we have heard this from different people that have lived up in Detroit, a Christian woman will walk into a store that is owned by a Muslim with a cross. They will not serve her because that is just what they won't do. We know that over in the UK a couple of years ago, we had an American tourist who stepped over a line into a neighborhood with a beer in his hand, was told to get rid of the beer. He said that he could drink anywhere, and he was beat. So these are things that people better understand is happening in their neighborhoods. And then we need to really start working with the members of that community. If they want to continue to be compliant, Sharia compliant, then this is something we're going to have to deal with as far as law enforcement and criminal activity. We can't allow two separate laws in this country. And this is why we need to understand and to define and identify.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe this is why Theresa May says we have to have some embarrassing conversations going forward.
Yeah, we do. I still don't think she quite gets it, but I do think that more and more people in this country are getting it. Certainly this administration leans towards getting it, but it is something that we realize this isn't criminal activity that's happening. This is war. Islam is at war with the West. We are not to that point to say we are at war with Islam, but until we do, we're going to see this grow. And fortunately, we have not seen it to the large extent that the UK is, but it's only a matter of time. It really is. And the difference is we have armed citizens here. They don't.
That is a big difference. Kathy Hinners, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. Kathy Hinners, Daily Roll Call founder and terror expert. It is 8:15, 6:15. Listen to me. It's 8:15. Let's find out what's happening on the roadways, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, Virginia, 395. We're still being cautious here as we come out of Shirlington, but they moved the crash to the shoulder up ahead between the Pentagon and Boundary Channel. But still a little bit of a distraction nonetheless. On Route 7, had two earlier accidents, one at Potomac View and one as you come up the Tolston Road. They have both been cleared. Now, I'm getting word from D.C. and Northwest. There is closure of Broad Branch Road at Brandywine Street. Now, a lot of commuters use this as they're cut through. You might want to try Connecticut Avenue or even Nebraska. And again, avoid Broad Branch at Brandywine because they are diverting traffic, because of a fallen tree they're dealing with. Topside of the Maryland Beltway, the stalled vehicle reported right in the center of the road on the outer loop. It's in the backups between College Park and Silver Spring. It's just after University Boulevard, so watch for that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today scattered showers and thunderstorms. A high is 76. Chance of rain today, 60%. Tonight, cloudy early with some clearing expected later. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A low of 66. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine. There's a slight chance of a rain shower tomorrow with a high around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 73 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
So you heard what Kathy Hinners had to say regarding this problem of Muslim terrorists, Muslim extremists, and our lack of will or want to actually really discuss the problem here. Instead of treating the symptoms, like, let's treat the disease. The disease being the extremism of a religion and basically being at war and not wanting to discuss what the motive is. Now, Theresa May came out after this attack, obviously, and she talked about safe spaces and the ideology and the internet. And she was talking about how the internet and social media helps to enable these extremists to be able to further their ideology. Here's what she had to say.
We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide. We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning. and we need to do everything we can at home to reduce the risks of extremism online.
Is that the problem? Is it because they can spread the extremism online, or is it the actual extremism itself? We want to know how you feel about the idea of having Twitter and Google and all these other social media platforms censoring what they feel to be this extremist ideology. 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. I kind of get it. I can see both sides of it. I have said on more than one occasion that I don't understand how we allow ISIS to have a media branch. How do we allow that to happen without taking it out, either by hacking it, cyber warfare, whatever it happens to be? We let it go unfettered. They have a magazine. Well, they have a magazine. Can't we track the people who are subscribing and say, you're on the list? Well, why is that so hard for us? So in a way, I kind of get the censorship, but yet after talking to Kathy, I really feel more this is about the ideology and acknowledging it publicly and saying this is the problem and acknowledging that it's a belief system that's a problem.
Well, Theresa May did say, again, that we have to have some embarrassing conversations going forward, kind of break away from political correctness. But when it comes to, like, ISIS, we are drone striking their propagandists. The people who are behind some of this that are working in their media, to the extent that we can call it that, we're killing them whenever we get the chance. I know our cyber warfare guys are probably busy, busy, busy. But the core question for me is whether or not we enlist our ISPs and our social networks in this fight. Do we give them the keys to the kingdom? Do we ask them, like, hey, we need you to start being the parent, policing this environment? And I get nervous about that a little bit, which is to say, you know, what if you're a person who says, climate change isn't man-made and it isn't destroying the planet? What if you have an opinion that's considered to be naughty? To what end do these social media companies begin to start invading your space and saying, no, 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 fake news, let's keep that out of the feed. No, 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 that opinion is wrong. What if you're a Tea Party member and you're simply not happy with your government? And they're like, no, 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 this is the type of area right here where right-wing extremism can breed. And so I get nervous when we start encouraging ISPs, internet service providers, and major media companies, social media companies, to get involved and to help start censoring the internet. Because my preference is for free speech, right speech with speech.
I love free speech. However, they are privately owned entities, and they can listen. Zuckerberg already said he's going to flag fake news. They're already doing it. 888-630-9625. Ben in Ashburn. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, never let a good crisis go to waste. What's freedom anyway? What's liberty anyway? Who needs that crap?
Who needs it?
And also, so they want, you kind of touched on what I was going to say. What if I don't believe in man-made climate change? I'm a conservative. What happened with the IRS a couple years ago? They specifically went after conservative groups. So I really don't trust the government or the ISPs to do this properly and fairly and to not abuse this and to not increase it from terrorism to climate deniers, as we're called. So I don't know.
Right. Good points. My suspicion,
the spread of it.
Yeah, my suspicion here is always like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't use the crisis and sort of rush something through. I think a lot of people are often upset with the ramifications.
I see that part of it. I truly do. Arthur from Leesburg. Good morning, Arthur. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thank you, and pardon my political incorrectness, but we're all ignoring the basic problem, and that's that the book, the Quran, sanctions all of these actions. In fact, it rewards them. And so when they talk about self-radicalization, well, how does that happen? It happens when you read the book. And in Islam, there's something called the doctrine of revocation. And what that says is all the good things early in the Quran, which talk about peace and love and respect your neighbors, they're revoked later because God changed his mind. Or not God, but Allah changed his mind. And so you go out to strike and to suppress and tax and essentially gives you to do whatever you want, all in the name of Allah, because the only way in Islam that you're rewarded for paradise is you die in jihad.
Arthur, bringing up what Kathy said just moments ago. Thank you, Arthur, for that.
It is time to maybe start looking at the cause and not the symptom. It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free $20 Visa gift card, an e-writer tablet, and USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
It's 8:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is now sponsored by the Newseum. On the Maryland top side of the Beltway, what's the issue this morning? Broken down truck on the outer loop after University Boulevard. That's in the backups that begin back at 95 around to George Avenue. For 29 this morning, we've been doing okay coming out of Columbia down to White Oak is where we have our slowest stretch now, heading off and on down toward Four Corners. Burtonsville area, you really want to avoid 198. Now, delays are intensifying. Still talking about the crash on Spencerville Road. It happened on the westbound direction before New Hampshire Avenue, but we're almost back to Columbia Pike with delays. So again, that definitely want to avoid as traffic at last check was stopped, and then they were alternating traffic. Other hang-up is going to be getting in through town because of a downed tree. Broad Branch Road is closed each direction between Brandywine and Beach Drive. Now, DC and crews are working on this tree. You might want to use Nebraska or Connecticut Avenue's alternates. Today, the Newseum adds the names of 14 journalists killed in 2016 to its journalist memorial. Join the campaign to raise awareness, hashtag without news. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:27 on WMAL.
I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and I've got an important announcement to make.
Make the announcement, boss.
Tell him. Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us. No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully. Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point.
7 days a week.
Until midnight. We've been recycling the recyclables since before it was fashionable. So planet Earth stays healthy and happy. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week. Until midnight.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, Vince has a buffet of buffoonery from our friends at some of the other networks. It's going to be very interesting. A lot of hypocrisy on the plate. And also, we have an update for you on those lace shorts for men. Oh, it doesn't stop with shorts. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The investigation into the Saturday London Bridge terror attack is widening.
While yesterday authorities were giving the message that they did not believe there was any larger network beyond the three attackers who were killed, today we've seen them row that language back a little bit and say that they are working hard to investigate and ensure that there is no larger network. They know who the attackers are, but so far police have not publicly identified the three assailants.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates have all broken off relations with Qatar in the worst diplomatic crisis to hit Gulf Arab states in decades. Those four nations accuse Qatar of supporting terrorism and destabilizing the region. Qatar has rejected the accusations, calling them unjustified and baseless. The White House today will take the wraps off a plan to send more than 30,000 federal jobs to the private sector. The plan would remove federal workers, separating the nation's air traffic controllers and those who work on a huge modernization program from the FAA, and instead place them into a private, nonprofit corporation. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is going to sign an order today recommitting the district to the principles of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. In a statement, city officials say the mayor's order will, quote, renew the district's commitment to the historic agreement to reduce global carbon emissions. It's one of the most anticipated trials of the year, and it starts today. Bill Cosby will be in a court outside Philadelphia to answer charges of aggravated indecent assault in a case that dates back more than a decade.
The jury will hear from Cosby through a previously sealed deposition from the civil case in which he admitted to obtaining powerful sedatives to give to women he wanted to have sex with. But in the courtroom, Cosby himself, who's denied the allegations, will not likely be heard from at all.
Correspondent Scott McClain checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,206. The Nasdaq at 6,306. Sports, the Nats win. The O's lose. WNBA, the Mystics win. NBA Finals, Golden State takes game two. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November.
Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write the Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for governor.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple problems this morning to watch for Maryland 198. Still with a serious crash. Now they haven't let anyone get by for a while, so they've stopped traffic on 198 Spencerville Road. If you normally use that between, say, Burtonsville 29 and New Hampshire Avenue, it's not working. So south of that, options for you, Briggs-Cheney Road or even the ICC Maryland Route 200. Again, avoid 198 Spencerville Road because it is absolutely at a standstill, leaving Burtonsville. All right, on 29, as you come southbound, heavy now through White Oak, off and on down past the Trader Joe's, and again, merging onto the Beltway. For the Beltway topside, they're still dealing with that stalled truck. It was on the outer loop after University Boulevard. It was in the center of the roadway. Definitely seeing that congestion continuing. Much better. DC 295 toward the Naval Research Lab. That crash is gone. Those delays are getting much better. And we're actually thinning out to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Maryland, heading in toward Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dew points will start coming down. Means humidity will come down along with temperatures. 76 today, so not too much further from where we are this morning. And a few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, mainly as the day goes on into the afternoon. Slight chance of a shower thunderstorm early tonight, then we'll clear 66. Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, just a passing shower, 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Gainesville, 69 in Olney, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 8:37 this morning. Vince Colonnais and Mary Walter joining you. And CNN, I'll tell you what, has had a banner week. I mean, their PR shop must be working overtime right now because of all the various scandals they've brought upon themselves. This is pretty interesting and shocking, I think, to some people. I just saw Bill O'Reilly tweeting up a storm, actually, about CNN. Like, you know, many viewers in the U.S. understand CNN's anti-Trump posture, but around the world, that awareness is uncommon, he said. And the reason he's saying that is for this reason. CNN International's, one of their hosts, Reza Aslan, who hosts a show on their international network, very popular around the world, is facing backlash because he went on Twitter this weekend and tweeted that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is, quote, a piece of shush. I'll just say shush. You can fill in the blank. He said he's not just an embarrassment to an America, and he's a stain on the presidency and an embarrassment to humankind. This is after President Trump tweeted that we need to be smart, vigilant, and tough when it comes to terrorism. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety. That was his response to it.
And what bothers me about this is, first of all, none of this is getting play in the mainstream media. Had this been Fox News and we were talking about President Obama, they would be outside protesting on 6th Avenue in Manhattan. But because it's CNN, people cheer. What bothers me about this is it's CNN International, and it does play all over the world. There's, you know, when you go to a hotel in another country, it's either CNN or Fox that's on that TV. And that projects, I think, to the rest of the world that this is how Americans feel. And he should be fired. That should be unacceptable. Imagine if one of us had tweeted something like that about President Obama, and we would be in the boss's office, right? We would be in Bill's office.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. With him saying you can't do that.
I don't know. Bill's kind of a softie. He'd let us do it. Let's go to. Also, by the way, speaking of CNN International, this is not the first time that they've had this happen. They had a host after the election last year from Mexico who compared the president of the United States to Hitler.
That's right. That's one of their favorite comparisons.
She stood on stage in front of a media audience and just held her fingers to her nose like it was a Hitler mustache for Donald Trump. That tells you something. And by the way, she got off scot-free. No problem.
Of course.
Speaking of other issues for CNN, Allison Camerota is one of their hosts. They were interviewing the 12-year-old Scripps Spelling Bee champion, Ananya Vinay, who is Indian-American, but she was born in Fresno, California. Camerota asked her jokingly to spell covfefe, remember the word that the president put out last week, and when she wasn't able to spell it, this is how Allison Camerota responded.
It was really covfe.
We don't know that.
F-E. But it, again, is a nonsense word, so we're not sure that its root is actually in Sanskrit, which is what you're probably used to using, so...
What?
Anyway.
Anyway.
She's an American, is she not?
I could just hear Allison wanting to push that back into her mouth as it was coming out.
As it came out, and you're like, no, cut out. When I heard that, I was so shocked. Why would she say that? Because is the young lady Indian?
She's Indian American, but she was born and raised in Fresno, California.
It's just shocking. Like, I don't even know what to say to that. And again,
because it's Fox.
On CNN, the Clinton News Network, the Communist News Network, so, it's okay.
So she doesn't stand alone this weekend. Also responding to the terror attack, CNN contributor Sally Cohn tweets out, "Political correctness is a simple idea. Everyone should be treated with dignity, respect. It's not the cause of terrorism. It's the antidote." Sally Cohn insisting that we need political correctness to fight terrorism.
Okay, Sally Cohn. I've met her. I've worked with her. Bless her heart, as they like to say.
Bless
her heart. I get her emails. I somehow wound up on her email list, and I was going to get off of it, but then I thought, no, this is good, because it's good to know, you know, what the other side is thinking. And not only that, but she gets more and more almost entertaining as time goes on. And I think this is all part of the Trump derangement syndrome, that some on the left just can't, just can't accept it. They can't function. They can't accept it. And it has so thrown them off their game that they're teetering on the edge. And I'm sorry, Sally, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the Katy Perry school of fighting terrorism. Just love everybody and it'll
love.
Go away.
We hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
If you call out the problem, they're going to dislike you. Meanwhile, this one's rocketing around the internet. CNN, sorry, you're still in the crosshairs here. There's a claim now that they staged a pro-Muslim video shoot during the London aftermath, which is to say that the reporter Becky Anderson appears to be directing an entire protest to move in front of her CNN camera. These are the Muslim mothers who are standing in support of the London police, holding up protest signs, and you can see as she's pointing to them where to kneel and where to sit down and where to stand, so they can all be inside of her shot on CNN. And of course, this has led a lot of people to react. This is insane. Why are you staging a protest? Why don't you just bring your cameras to where they are instead of setting them up and putting them in a certain place? In politics, we do call it staging, where you actually arrange who's on the stage behind the candidate, and that's what it appears to be. CNN fighting back against this. Brian Stelter Reliable Sources host. He says the police allowed the demonstrators through the cordon so they could, quote, show their signs to the media. That's according to CNN PR, who says the story is nonsense. The group of demonstrators that was at the cordon was being allowed through by officers. The crew, along with other media present, simply filmed them doing so. But right now, CNN, I think, struggling to explain this a little bit, and not a good look for the network.
Very wag the dog. Apparently, they think no one saw the movie. It is 8:43 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're always looking into the future. But we're not using a crystal ball. We're using science and technology. Take heart disease. It's the leading cause of death in this country because only half of us manage our blood pressure correctly. So we made it a focus. Now more than 86% of our members have their blood pressure under control. We may not be able to tell you your fortune, but we'll happily work on improving your future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
8:45 now WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For the Wilson Bridge, just about cleared out with those delays out of Maryland. Hadn't been any out of Virginia. And 295 north near the Naval Research Lab. That crash gone, as are the delays. Now, those are some areas where we've improved, but we're still struggling in others. Let's go on 198, leaving Burtonsville. Rethink, because you don't want to get stopped in this traffic. It is shut down. 198 Spencerville Road. It's going to be just east of New Hampshire Avenue. So if you normally use that between New Hampshire and 29, think south of that, Briggs-Cheney Road or even the ICC as your alternate. Second problem on the top side of the Beltway now is an accident in the delays outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. Just beyond that, we had that broken down truck. In the district northwest, a tree has come down and we have Broad Branch Road closed. They've shut it down between Brandywine and Beach Drive so that you don't have to make the U-turn there. Stick with Connecticut Avenue or Nebraska. Those could work as options and alternates for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, and eventually we'll get some drier weather in here as we look on through the daytime hours tomorrow. But a lot of cloud in this morning and mild this afternoon, not as warm as yesterday. 76 and some scattered showers, maybe a few thunderstorms. Clearing later tonight with an isolated shower thunderstorm early, 66. Maybe a rain shower tomorrow, otherwise cloud, sunshine, and near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt. So
that can only mean one thing. Oh, yeah.
A horrifying segment. I'm so sorry.
We have a lace shorts update for you. We talked about this last week when they first hit the streets. Lace shorts for men. Now, these are lace shorts, and I like lace, but not on men, number one. Number two, I prefer it to be lined, you know, so that it's just the illusion of lace and there's something underneath it.
You don't want the transparent lace pants?
No, I do not. And these lace shorts that we talked about last week for men are transparent, so you see the tighty whities, which is apparently what you're supposed to wear underneath them.
Nothing matters.
And I have an update for you. Not only are there are not three colors. That's number one. There is a lovely, like a mint sea, like a mint green. There's a pink. There's baby blue, lavender, and yellow. Well, did you know these are to be worn with white socks and sneakers, which I don't like that look, but you wear it. You're supposed to wear it with a white belt paired with the lace top that goes with it.
Right, because when you're wearing a lace shorts and a lace shirt, it's the sneakers that are distracting.
I have to tell you, yeah, they got to work on the footwear. I'm thinking maybe like a mandal. Yes, a mandal, a lovely mandal with a nice pedicure. But these are buttoned down. Collared shirts, and the only thing you can't see through is the collar, the placket that goes down the buttons, and where you tuck your shirt into, and then the white belt. So that's what you wear. And I have not seen a man under the age of about 75 rocking a white belt.
So every year that passes, I think to myself, this year is worse than last year when it comes to culture. And this is proof positive. Right now, I'm just begging for the middle of 2016. You remember that? How wonderful it was?
It was a good time.
I wish we had like a time machine sound effect good right times. Now. We don't. But the idea, just take us back to when Trump and Hillary were beating each other to smithereens, and the idea of lace shorts and lace t-shirts mm-hmm. did not exist at all.
And Jose Rodriguez is the designer, and you can get these pre-sale. You can order a set, a matching set, because you wear them together, and it's pre-sale. Not green, it's not mint green, it's pistachio.
Yes, of course.
$100 for a set on the pre-order. And he also, it's a streetwear.
People are just rushing to get this.
Wear brand. You're going to see people in this on the street. One person commented, "You guys look like you're about to have a butter knife fight in a back alley with a gang of seamstresses." if your man wears these, it's time to trade him in for a real man. Allure wrote about this, interpreting them as a sign that society is one step closer to breaking gendered strangleholds
yes.
on fashion. We have a long way to go when it comes to fully embracing the shift in what's men's clothing and what's women's clothing.
We desperately need the lace revolution.
Seriously, I know my husband is so dying to shop in my closet.
Yeah. These guys look like human doilies. Somebody should throw a scone at them as they're walking down the street. Just like take a chunk of pound cake and just whip it at one of these dudes. Are you kidding? A lace outfit?
And if you are against these, you are intolerant. That's the new line. If you think that this is way just too feminine, you're intolerant.
I wear that badge with pride. That's true. I am intolerant of lace shirts and lace shorts for men.
And the worst part of this is the photo shoot shows the dude in the buttercup yellow one, and he's got one leg is bent at the knee with his toe, on the ground, and his hair is in a long braid, and he's got it between his he's kind of like twirling his long braid.
The only upside to this is like, just ruling out your competition, men. I mean, feel better if everybody else is wearing lace.
This is a sign of the coming apocalypse. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
In the fight against obesity, the scales are tipping in the wrong direction. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. More Americans are overweight than ever before, and fewer adults are trying to lose that weight. Part of the problem, according to a new study at a Georgia Southern University, is what many people perceive as overweight or normal weight has changed. We're stuck in this vicious cycle, the lead researcher says. When you see other heavy people around you, that way of living becomes normalized, and in turn, we are getting even heavier. Also, the longer someone is overweight, the more times they've probably tried and failed to shed the extra pounds, making success that much harder. Don't be afraid or embarrassed to ask your doctor for help. It ups your chances of success if you set goals with a friend or a spouse. And remember this, diet is going to be more important than exercise. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 855-858-5807 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807.
Napa Know How.
When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has four wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And Jamie, you have a fantastic day.
You do the same. Everyone will have a little rain and drizzle later on this morning, so take it easy. Right now, we're still struggling between Burtonsville and Spencerville. So if you use 198, not a good option. It is still shut down between those two points because of a serious crash. Briggs-Cheney Road south of that works as an option, as does the ICC, Maryland's Intercounty Connector. So again, avoiding 198 in your best interest. On the top side of the Beltway, Maryland, 95 around to George Avenue. First, they were dealing with the broken down truck at University Boulevard, then the crash reported at New Hampshire Avenue. South on the GW Parkway, past the Overlooks and down to the Key Bridge and into Georgetown. Very slow heading onto M Street. I don't have anything reported there, but boy, heavy rush hour delays. And again, a quick reminder, northwest with the tree down, shuts down Broad Branch Road between Brandywine Road and Beach Drive. Updates sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in, and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are still at 73 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Want to undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda? Don't count on Ed Gillespie. Ed Gillespie's an insider K Street lobbyist, losing candidate and failed party boss. Gillespie doesn't support President Trump, and Gillespie says towns have a right to be sanctuary cities, force transgender bathrooms, and take down Robert E. Lee. Ed Gillespie supports illegal alien amnesty, and Gillespie even said he'd veto a ban on late-term abortions. On our our side? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. Tax cutter. Tough on illegals. Pro jobs. Pro life. Pro Trump. Winner. Five times in a blue county. Others promise. Corey Stewart gets it done.
I'm Corey Stewart. Ed Gillespie won't undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda. I will. My record of cutting taxes and standing up to illegal aliens speaks for itself. I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I love my one-touch ultra meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The one-touch brand makes the VariaFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Yeah, technically upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The one-touch VariaFlex meter has ColorSure technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your CVS pharmacist about getting the OneTouch VarioFlex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Coming up on WMAL, hey, the Supreme Court will be coming up with a ruling on President Trump's travel ban, so we'll keep you updated on that. And, oh, look, Vince, look who's here early. It's Chris Bush.
He's standing here. I see him.
Not a travel ban. Look, I have my infidel shirt on today.
Yes, you do.
My infidel.
Right across his chest.
Let your infidel flag fly. Know what I mean, baby? It's crazy out there. Listen, Kathy Griffin, speaking of crazy out there, she's a pig nut. And let me throw this one at you. Yet another radical Islamic troglodyte attack slaughtering innocents. At what point, to contradict John Kerry, does this become...